Shalom, damn it! This is Rabbi Saul Solomon with a rabbinical reflection for the week of April 10th, 2011. If I go to a pet store and bring home a poisonous rattlesnake, at some point, if I make one little boo-boo, I'm dead! I could feed it 1,000 times with no problem, but there's gonna be one time that I'm dangling a tasty mouse in front of the snake. The mouse wriggles away, I instinctively grab for it, and my hand goes into the terrarium. Before you can say, Moshe Rabbeinu, a pair of venomous fangs will sink into my knuckles, at which point my hand will swell up bigger than JWoww's boobies, and my blood would be so contaminated you'd think I'd gotten a plasma transfusion from Rip Torn. Is there a moral to this story? Yes. This is why we don't bring home poisonous snakes. But tell that to the yutzes who keep snakes and lizards and tarantulas and have no problem until the day they have to evacuate the whole apartment complex because a cobra's on the loose. Much as I sympathize with the agony Roy Horn must have felt when they were reattaching his face, I still would have shouted into his reconstructed ear, "It's a tiger! That thing with stripes on it and razor-sharp claws! It's not a goldfish! It's not a puppy, you moron! It's a tiger! It's a man-eating tiger! Now, I know you've been eaten by men before, but this is different!" And so, we come to the story of Dong Brangsho, a pretty athletic young girl who was a trainer at SeaWorld in Florida. In February 2010, she was doing her usual act with Tillicum the whale. You know, roll over, jump for the fish, ride on your back, thrash me on the water until my lungs explode. That kind of thing. As you may recall, Dong Brangsho slipped in the water, and Tillicum went into a frenzy. By the time he was done, Dong was dead. Shocking and horrifying for the spectators, public relations nightmare for SeaWorld. After all, if it weren't for putting wild things in captivity and making them perform like Dumbo, SeaWorld would just be a fish tank with a gift shop. So, what do? Despite the fact that Tillicum drowned one trainer and was involved in the deaths of two previous trainers, they not only put the whale back into public view, but on stage. As of last week, Tillicum was again flipping, rolling, dancing, doing magic tricks, and reciting passages from Othello. Oh, sure. New safety measures have been put in place, like trainers can't wear ponytails anymore, which I know makes all the difference. But how many people does this demon dolphin have to murder before SeaWorld thinks, you know, maybe we should have a laser show instead? I mean, the name of this mammal is Orca, killer whale. This stupid fish has a reputation so violent, they put killer in its name. Nobody says the depressed and vaguely poetic whale, or come see the mathematically gifted and hilariously flatulent whale, no. It's a killer whale. It kills trainers. If it had a rifle with a telescoping lens, it would kill presidents. And you can say, oh, they've worked with Tillicum. He's had a year's hiatus from performing. He's been in confinement. He's been punished. Let me tell you what he's been doing for a year. That fish has been lifting weights, making weapons out of mackerel bones. He probably joined the Marlin Brotherhood. We should not be trusting this animal, no matter what precautions they think they're taking. Look at Jaws. Scary, wonderful movie, but there's one piece of logic that you have to check at the door when you see it. If you don't go in the water, you're fine. You could dance a jig 10 feet from the shoreline. All the shark can do is growl at you and give you the middle fin. Now, granted, the shark had to be dealt with because fishermen, cruisers, Coast Guard patrols need to be in the water. But nobody needs to see a fish twirl a basketball. It is a non-essential activity. And so, here's my recommendation if we really want Tillicum to be a productive member of society. Take him to Japan and let the whalers have at him. It'll be a fair fight. And if he loses, you get to feed 1 million homeless earthquake victims on blubber. As for SeaWorld, well, you take a frog, you put him in a dress, and you make him jump through a hoop. Hours of entertainment, and nobody gets hurt. This has been a rabbinical reflection from Rabbi Sol Solomon, Temple Sons of Bitches, in Great Neck, New York. Ribbit.